Blog Talk Radio.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love it.
Is the sweetest name,
yeah.
That's
right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
No. The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
Worship with us.
And
come on.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o
you can't think of words to say. All you gotta do is open up your spirit and just say, oh, what a shock. Let me hear you say,
listen. Last night, me and my wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus. But I'm talking about you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and tell him it. Here we go.
Amen, amen. We thank God on tonight.
Let me add to that Reverend Preacher Man, Kurt.
Amen, amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Love him.
That was Kurt Franklin preaching Red Allen. Hallelujah. There's something about the name Jesus. Glory to God on tonight. We want to welcome everybody. Thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. It is Throwback Thursday. Hallelujah on tonight. And tonight we are featuring a message. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a blast from the past. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we get to it, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come together on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah, that you have released into the atmosphere. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have used technology, amen, to bring this word back around. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up high and holy. You are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, we want to love on you tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that we appreciate you for each and everything that you have done for us in our lives, Lord. We magnify you and we glorify you, and we will continue to lift your name up. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And, Lord, we want to also take time out to ask you to forgive our enemies. Forgive those that have trespassed against us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just thank you for the forgiveness you have given us. And we praise you, we magnify you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. We truly thank God. We glorify him. He's worthy. If you're just not calling in, just not tuning in, it is Throwback Thursday here on the Anointed Truth. And guess what? We have a blast, hallelujah, from the past. Glory to God. We are going back, hallelujah, to August 7th, 2018. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To where it was, I believe it was a Saturday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we were running a program called Living on Purpose. Hallelujah, with Bishop Matt Page. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we are going to replay that message in its entirety. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we're going to replay the whole night, matter of fact. Glory to God, hallelujah. So if you're listening to the recording, go ahead, put your headphones on, sit back. If you're live on the phone right now, go ahead, put your earbuds in and sit back. Glory to God, hallelujah. Living on purpose, hallelujah, with Bishop.
Father God,
glory to God.
I just want to thank you in the name of Jesus tonight for all that you have done for us, things that you're going to do, O Lord. I thank you, O Lord, for dying on the cross for us, shedding your blood that we might live, have the right to the tree of life. I just thank you tonight, Lord, for your angel that is in attendance, Lord, to do your will, O Lord. I praise thee, O Lord. I just praise thee tonight, O Lord, for loosing your people in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against sin. I come against habits, O Lord. I ask that you would break them tonight, Lord. We ask that you to break the back of the devil tonight, Lord. I rebuke those things in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for the deliverance of your people, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for blessing that marriage tonight, Lord, for bringing it together, Lord, bringing them into the unity of the Spirit that they might be one, Lord. I thank you for the deliverance of those children tonight, Lord, those who are bound by the hand of the enemy. I command the enemy to loose those children in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you tonight, O Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, which rests, rules, and teach us all things. Father, we give glory to you tonight, Lord, for your word that you sent forth, Lord, to heal us and deliver us, Lord, and to set us free, O Lord. I thank you for the word, O Lord, that you said that was able to give us an inheritance among the saints, O Lord. I thank you for the word tonight. I thank you for the people there tonight, Lord, that are listening in. Lord, give them an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for opening their ears and opening their eyes and causing them to see. Lord, I give you praise, O Lord, for sight tonight, Lord. Lord, that you cause the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, Lord, to shine into their hearts tonight, Lord, that they might know the hope of their calling and the full assurance of faith that they have within you, O Lord. I give you praise tonight for your word. I give you praise, O Lord, for this time tonight, O Lord. Let the Holy Spirit move, Lord, into the hearts of men, O Lord. Bring deliverance, O Lord. I know, Lord, no man can come unto you except the Spirit draw them. Holy Spirit, I thank you for drawing those tonight who needs deliverance, who needs help. And, Lord, may they come to you, Lord, and find grace and mercy and help in the time of need. Lord, I praise thee tonight for the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to thank all of you tonight who are listening in. This is Mac and Rebecca Page tonight at Care Church. We are concerned about reaching everybody. Praise God. So I thank God for her tonight, and thank God for you that are listening in tonight. And we just want to bring a word to you tonight, O Lord, and that we might give you a word that God might bless, might open up some eyes, and might cause you to see your help in the time of need. I thank God. I know many of you, you're going through, and it seems like there's a lot of trouble going on in the land. And it seems like everything is happening. It looks like our government is going the wrong way, but I know God is going to turn that around and make it good, amen, for the good of the people. It just seems like everything is going haywire today. Look like everything going loose, being loose today. We see all killing in the land. We see chaos going on, and we know that all of those things are going on today in our nation, because our nation is being removed from the foundation that it was founded upon. One thing I like to say, if there's no truth, what can you base anything on? What can you stand on? And we are removing truth from the midst of our land. And so I'm saying to all of you out there, it's praying time, because that we need God to turn things around. And God will turn it around. He said, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he would hear our prayers and heal our land. I tell you, we have a nation that needs to be healed tonight. We have a people that need to be healed tonight. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to pray. That's why we need to seek God now. And he said, if we seek him, we shall be found of him. So we need to find him tonight, even though he's not that far from us. Praise God. And so tonight, people, I just want to come and encourage you to take your stand and be faithful, because God does what he says, and he says what he means. And so we just got to have confidence in his word tonight. I'd like to draw your attention tonight from Romans chapter 4. Amen. I'll start at verse 18, if you're with me, amen. It's talking about Abraham here. So who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered or wavered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Amen. I just had a thought tonight of being fully persuaded. You know, in anything we do, we need to be fully persuaded. Because if we are not fully persuaded, then we will stagger at the promises of God. Anytime that you're not fully persuaded, it means you will become double-minded, because when we're dealing with the word of God, it is going to be God or it's going to be Baal. I believe one of the prophets asked the people one time, why stand you there between two opinions? And whenever there's two opinions, it means you're wavering about the things that you're thinking of. And even though you got problems going on in your life, if you're wavering about whether or not God is going to do it, then, you know, the enemy can turn you one way or the other way. And so you have to be fully persuaded. You can't be half persuaded. You got to know that you know that you know that God is God and there's none else beside him. He is the creator of heaven and earth and all that therein. And you got to be persuaded that what God said he would do, because when God makes a promise, God don't just say it. He always give evidence. Not only does he give evidence, he give proof. Not only does God give proof, he gives assurance. And we got to stand on what God has spoken so that we can be reassured of what God has said he would do. Amen. Whenever there's a reason in someone's mind, you have to have something to bring a conclusion to say that's true or that's right. And usually that conclusion is drawn by some proof or drawn by some evidence or something so that you can work it out in your mind that what is right and what is God and what is not. And therefore, God gave his word as proof for us to read so that we would know what he said, that he does it. And I know many times we look at the Bible and wonder, what is the Bible? Well, the Bible is the mind of God, and God has given his mind through the word of God so that you have something to read, so that when you read it, your mind might draw a conclusion that he is God from the things that he shows you, from the things that you look at, from the things that you see, from the things that happen in your life, from the things that goes on in the world. And even when you can look up and you see the stars in the sky, and you see the moon, and when you can see the sun shining bright, you know that somebody has to do that. So God shows you those things so that you can draw a conclusion that it had to be someone that did. And so God has always given proof of what he has done. Now Abraham, in Hebrews 11:19, Abraham, even though the deadness of Sarah's womb, he believed that God could make it alive. The deadness of himself, he believed God could cause it to live. He believed that Sarah could have a son, even though it was past her age. He believed that, but the reason he drew that conclusion that God was able to do that, it was because Hebrews 11:19, it said Abraham reasoned within himself that God could raise the dead. And through his senses, amen, he received Isaac as from the dead. Because he said, what I'm about to do, and even God has promised me that Isaac is going to be the seed that is going to bring forth all of this seed that's coming out of Isaac. And if I kill him, I believe that when I kill him, God would raise him from the dead. And from that conclusion that he believed that, God counted that as righteousness, amen, because Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You see, but he had to be fully persuaded before he could do it. So God wants to give us some words to persuade us that he's able to raise the dead. One thing that Jesus said, that if you believe in God, believe also in me, because everything that I see the Father do, I do also. So when we look in the Bible, we go to St. John, amen, 20 and 30, we see John said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And so the reason or the purpose, you know, everything that he wrote was for a purpose. The purpose that he wrote the book of John so that you could draw a conclusion of who Jesus was and who Jesus is, and so that you can believe on him and believe that all the things that you need from the miracles and the thing that he wrote about him, that God would do those things for you. And that was the reason and the purpose. That if you read the word of God, if you viewed the word of God, if God has done something in your life, you should draw from a conclusion that God is God and there's none else beside him, and he can do because of some of the experiences that you had in your life when God brought you out of them, amen. When you was almost at the edge of the cliff ready to jump off, but there was something held you. You ought to draw for some conclusion. When you had the car accident, you should draw some kind of conclusion that if it had not been for God that moved the car, that moved the truck, something else could have happened. I could have been dead, but it was something that brought me out of that. And you ought to draw from conclusion that there is a spirit or there is a power that is doing something that I can't even see it, but I believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, Jesus went down to 11th chapter of St. John. He went down to his friend. He had a friend named Lazarus and had a sister, Mary and Martha, and they came to him and said that Lazarus was dead. He waited about 4 days before he decided to go where Lazarus was. And he told his disciples that Lazarus is not dead, he just sleeping. So the disciples kind of got together and said, well, if he be sleeping, let us go sleep with him. But he said, no, Lazarus is dead. But he told Mary, said, look, Mary, I know that he's dead, but, you know, if you just believe, you can see the miracles of God, amen. If you just believe, you will see God here in the midst of this. So you can draw a conclusion from what you see out of this miracle that I'm going to do today, that God raises the dead. And so you can have faith to believe that whatever God said he would do, because I'm going to raise Lazarus up. And Mary said, well, yes, Lord, I know you're going to raise him in the last day, but he said, no, because I'm the resurrection. I want you to know that right here in the midst of you now, the resurrection is right here in the midst of it, and I'm going to raise Lazarus up. So he went to the tomb, and he called Lazarus forth from the grave. And when we realize that Jesus brought Lazarus from the grave, we also realize and take a conclusion that I believe that God raised the dead. And because I believe if God raised the dead, he can raise the dead. I believe he can raise up my marriage. He can raise up my husband. He can turn the things around. I believe that he can save me. I believe that he can loose me from these demon power. If he has the power to raise the dead, what else is it that God can do? If God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. But if you can draw some conclusion that he has the power to raise the dead, so whatever the dead situation in your life, I'm trying to tell you, God can deliver you. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm trying to tell you, God can deliver you. He can bring you out. Just like he brought Lazarus out of the tomb, he can bring you out of your dead spot, amen. He can bring you out of your dead things, amen. He can bring you out of that dead life. He can bring you out of that dead marriage. He can turn it around and cause the marriage to have life in it. He can bring that dead son out of the streets. He can bring him into the kingdom of God. He can save the unsaved, amen. He can do great things, world things, without he more than my mind is able to ask or think. He can do far above all of those things, but he said, you got to first be persuaded. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the reason we talk about things like Lazarus being raised from the dead, we talk about those things and we speak of those things because we're trying to tell you something so that your mind can draw a conclusion about the power of God. If God could raise Lazarus, he can raise me from the dead. Even though I'm dead in my sins and my trespasses against God, I'm saying tonight that God can raise you up out of that situation and he can turn your life around. I know your life is going in the wrong direction, but God wants to turn you around, and he wants you to know, if you can realize that he did raise Lazarus from the dead, that he had the power to do that, he wants you to know, I have the power to do anything in your life that needs to be done because I'm God. You see, God said, I'm all-powered, all-knowing. There's nothing that is known that God doesn't know. There's nothing too big for God, because one span of God's hand can can knock out. He holds the whole world in his hand. Amen. If God is big enough to hold the world in his hand, those little problems and the little things that you got going on in your life, I'm here to tell you that tonight that Jesus Christ, he can take care of those things for you if you just believe. But you can't be in doubt. You got to be in faith to believe. You see, when you're in faith, you will stand regardless of what the devil throw at you. And even if the devil shoot dart at it and try to knock you down, you stand back up and say, I'm still here, amen, because you can't kill me until God said it's time. Because my life has a time on it, and because of the time, it's not time for me to go. And even devil, you can't even kill me now because it's not time. But it's having faith in that word that you read. It's having faith in that word that you hear. You see, that is what brings you out. When you got faith in it, you're not wavering about it. You're not thinking about it. You're not, well, it could be. I don't know about it. But he said you must be in full assurance of faith. You just got to know. You got to know that God is doing. And see, God gave you something that you might know that he's going to do it. You see, whether you know it or not, God wanted you to know because he resurrected Jesus from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17 through 20, amen. He said the resurrection of Jesus guarantees you that the preaching and faith are not in vain. And so whatever it is that you're doing for God, he's letting you know it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing for God is not in vain. That's why he said don't be weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't stop, amen. It's because what you're doing is not vain. What I'm saying about God is not in vain, because the word goes forth and accomplishes that which God sent it to do, and God is sending his word tonight to encourage your life, to encourage you in that situation, and then tell you he's going to bring you out, that the place that you are in is just a temporary place, amen. It's not a permanent place. It's not a permanent thing. The trials and things that you're going through is not a permanent thing. It's a temporary thing. The marriage thing you're going through is a temporary thing. And God is about to turn things around for you in your life. He said, if you would just believe me, amen, and stand up on my word and do what I said to do, if you were to hold your peace and let me fight your battle, because the battle is not yours. It belongs to God, and the angels of God's armies, they go forth and to fight the battle and to see to it that what God has said, his word shall surely come to pass. This is why he says those things, to let you know that what you're doing is not in vain, you know. Some people tell you, well, what good is it serving God? What good does it do to serve God? I look like I'm struggling right now. Look like I'm having more problems since I took them on than I was having before I got saved. What good does it do to serve God? But I'm trying to tell you tonight, there are benefits in serving God. There are some benefits that money can't buy, amen. There are some benefits, amen, that riches and gold can't give you. There are some good benefits that God, and God said, I give you the benefits of peace. Most men will give their millions just to have a little peace, but I give it to you if you just choose my son, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know I'll do it. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody else has some trouble. I'm going to say tonight, won't he do it? Hallelujah. I know some of you has been through a lot of situations, but I know you're giving a testimony, say, won't he do it? Hallelujah. When you needed a little help there in the money, he said, won't he do it? I tell you, God will bring you out, amen. I tell you, he brought me out. He knows. Even when they took my, even when I got fired and I lost my job, I didn't worry about it. I didn't fret over it because I realized that God was able to give me back whatever the enemy tried to steal from me. Amen. And that's why he said, I give back what the enemy, what the cranker worm and the palmer worm has taken away from you. I'll give it back to you if you just have faith and wait on me and be of good courage, and I'll strengthen your heart. I'm trying to tell you, won't he do it tonight? That's the question I'm trying to ask, and you need to realize he will do just what he said do. Amen. If you can believe that Jesus died and he rose again, you see, not only did he say that Jesus died and rose again, Paul said that over 500 men saw him after the resurrection as proof that what God said was done. And you see, we always, everybody normally like to ask, where's the proof, amen? When you think about the second chapter of Acts, when he poured out the Holy Spirit, you see, the Holy Spirit was a evidence, amen, that Jesus had been raised from the dead. That is when the Holy Ghost came back as a witness that Jesus had been raised from the dead. It's just God had accepted his sacrifice, and that the Holy Spirit that is in you is a witness in you that God is going to do what he said he'd do. And that's what we have to realize, that God is going to do it. Isaiah 28 and 11, that God said that he was going to do something. He said, with stammering lips and another tongue am I going to speak unto this people. He said, this is going to be some evidence, amen, that I'm going to do what I'm saying. And he said, yes, for all of this, they still won't believe. We got tongue talkers and tongue speakers and all kind of things going on, and there you are in sorrow with your head down, amen. It's all right if you're praying, but here you are worried, and here you're pulling your hair out, amen, and here you're trying to do backflips and all kind of things over something that's going on, and you're speaking in tongues every day, and you got the evidence right there in your mouth, and God said you still won't believe. I've given you some proof. And the proof that I gave you of the Holy Ghost, you're trying to say, that's not enough. I give you proof because I not only am I with you, but I'm also on the inside of you to let you know that I'm there. I'm there to comfort you. I'm there to lift you up. I'm there to help you when you need help. I'm there to help you to pray, amen. I'm there to help you to connect with, the Spirit is there to help you connect with the Father himself, and yet he's there with you. Is that not enough evidence for you to be full assured? Are you still in doubt and unbelief, and even though the Holy Ghost is right there on your tongue, and you still won't believe, God said, is that not enough to give you full assurance that I'm going to do what I said I'd do? Everybody want to know, how should I know, Lord? Show me a sign, whether the Holy Spirit was a sign. Hallelujah. And then God said, even though you don't see me, but you have to believe, yet you haven't seen me, but yet I've given you some evidence so you can be full of assurance that I'm going to do what I said I would do. But do you now believe? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And see, not only that, God said, to give you full assurance, I give a covenant. I make an agreement with you that I'm going to do it, just to show you that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Jeremiah chapter 33 and 31, amen. This is what God said about that's something that he was going to do, because he wants you to be insured. So he gives you the word so that you will know that he's going to do what he said he was going to do, and so that you would have something to hold on to, so you can look at it sometime when the devil gets to oppressing you, when the devil gets to pushing you, when the devil trying to tell you God ain't going to do it, he's not going to hear you, he's not going to bring you through. And see, you need to always be able to go back and look back and look at God's word and hang on to God's word to say, God is going to do it. I believe he's going to do what he said he was going to do, and I'm going to stay here and do what God says to do, because I believe he's going to do it. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 31, he said, behold, the day shall come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hallelujah. God said, I made a covenant with you that so you can hang on to it and be sure. And every time the enemy oppress you, every time the enemy push you, every time he gets you back into the corner, you can grab my word and look at my word. Said, I'm in covenant with God. And God swore by himself, where there was none greater than him, that he was going to bring me out. And I don't care where I am right now. I know this is a temporary place. This is a temporary state that I am. And God is going to bring me out because he made a covenant with me. And God will not break his covenant with mankind. And so God asked again, is that enough for you to be full assurance? Is that enough for you to hang on? Is that enough for you to keep going? Is that enough, amen, for you to keep praising me, amen? Is that enough that you keep speaking of me? Is that enough for you to keep lifting me up, amen? Is that enough to have joy and peace and righteousness over? Is the word enough, amen? I've sent my word. Not only that, I sent my word, amen, and I watch over my word to perform it, and because I'm the one that's doing the performing of the word, and because I'm the one doing the speaking of the word, I'm the one that does the keeping of the word, why can't you have faith in me and believe? All of this wavering, all of this back and forth, and sometime up and sometime down and sometime level to the ground. Oh, no, 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 no. You see, those are people that are not sure. Those are people who are wavering, amen. But the people who know their God and know what their God to do, they are bold as a lion, amen. They are bold enough to stand up to sickness and say, I believe God, amen. I don't care what's going on. They are bold in the face of death to believe that I believe that God will raise me up. You see, that's what a bold just come in. When you get assured about something, when you're sure about something, you don't doubt. You don't give back. You don't lay back. And you don't turn around, amen. You don't quit, amen. You keep on pushing. You keep on striving because you know your God is going to bring you out. He brought me out of a miry pit, amen, and set my feet on a rock, amen. And I thank God that he brought me out, amen. Hallelujah. He established my going. He turned me from the way that I was going and turned me into the way that he wanted me to go. And then if he turned me around, he'll turn you around. If he turned the enemies of Israel around from them, he'll turn your enemies around. All you got to do is be in full assurance of faith, not wavering. Why is it that we're wavering when the power of God lies right on the inside of us? And then we still buckle our knees when the enemy comes against us. Why don't you stand? That's why Paul says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about, having on the breastplate faith, and having your helmet of salvation. He says, stand. And after you've done all to stand, stand therefore and wait on God and be of good courage. I don't know what it is that you're trying to accomplish, what it is you're trying to do. I don't know what it is that is bothering you in your life, but I'm here to tell you tonight, you can be assured that God is going to bring you through. Hallelujah. And just like he brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea, you see, that was a miracle within himself, amen, for God to dry up the sea and cause the people to go across on dry land. That was a miracle in itself. And the reason they're always speaking about that, because, you see, that was something that Israel saw with their eyes. It wasn't something that was unseen. It was something that they saw with their eyes. And yet even they saw all the miracles and things God did, and they still wouldn't believe. But here it is now, even though we haven't seen it, but there's a witness within us. The Holy Spirit is a witness with our spirit that we are connected to God and that we are the children of God. This is why God gave you his spirit, amen, so that he could be connected with you, so that he can be with you, amen. And then when your enemy come against it, he could be more than the whole world against you, amen. And that's why he wants you to know that I'm with you when you walk through the valleys, the shadows of death. I'm with you, amen. I don't want you to be in the evil, amen. I don't want you to be in fear. I don't want you to be in doubt and unbelief, because I'm going to take you through this thing, amen. And the reason you're not going to fail while you're going through this valley, because I'm with you in this valley. If I'm with you, amen, the enemy can't be against you. If I'm with you, amen, there's no devil in hell that can stop you from accomplishing what it is that God wants you to accomplish, because God is with you, and you can realize that God is with you, and you are assured that God is with you. Amen. The devil can't do nothing but flee from you, because he realized that the God's army is on your side, and if he come against God's army, he know he's going to be destroyed, and he'll flee from you. That's why the Bible said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. See, all the time is all that God wanted us to know is that I'm with you, amen. Hallelujah. I can do abundantly above all you can ask to think, amen. I can do things, amen, that you have never seen. And if you would call on me, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not, amen. And because I can show you these things, hallelujah, and I will reveal these things to you, I'll let you know that the enemy is coming. But I tell you, don't be as fearful of the enemy, because what? I got the enemy is under my control, because I am the kingdom, amen, and I'm the glory, amen, and because my kingdom is ruled over all kingdoms, and no matter what kingdom come against you, they can't stand against the kingdom of God, and because the kingdom of God is in you, there's nothing that can trample or stomp those things out, and that's why he said, I give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. I've given you that power. You can walk on the devil. You can let the devil be your footstool, amen. You can tread over. You can walk on him. And over all of his power, God letting you know, I've given you power over those things if you just don't fear. You see, the devil can only move you if you give in, because he's always walking about seeking who's going to give in? Who's going to believe his lie? He's always telling you, well, God ain't going to do this for you. God ain't going to deliver you, amen. He ain't going to work that marriage out. And you give up on the marriage, and the day you got divorced, God, the day you signed a divorce paper, God came through and did something in that man that you just got rid of, or that woman you got rid of. But if you had just stood on the word of God and said that God is going to make this thing better, God is going to turn this thing around, and I believe you, God, because you are God and there's none else beside you, and there's no God like you, O Lord, that is in heaven or earth, because you rule it over all, and I believe that you are with me and you are for me, and I know that you are for me because you gave me your spirit, and because the spirit is in me, Lord. I know you have chosen me, Lord, and you have set me apart to be meet for your use, Lord, because, Lord, you've done those things in me, Lord, and this is where everything takes place, is on the inside. And when you can get your mind right, and when you can get your thoughts right to believe that God is who he said he is, there's no devil in hell can push you or stop you from accomplishing whatever it is that God wants you to accomplish. I tell you, we got victory tonight, amen. I thank God for the victory that I have within Jesus Christ, amen, because he gave me the victory through his blood, because he was the Lamb of God. If I can believe that he was the Lamb of God and that he shed his blood for me, and because he shed his blood for me, my sin has been forgiven and I've been put back right with God, not because of myself, but I believe that what Jesus did for me, because of the word that he said he did it, and what God has said he did it because God said that he did it, and I believe that he did it because I believe that those things stand true in my mind. And I won't let nobody move me off this foundation that I'm on. See, it's because of Jesus that we have these things, amen, and that these things have come to pass. And then we just got to believe it. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 7, amen, Ahaz had this problem, amen. And he was asking God. God has told him he was going to bring deliverance to them. And God said to him, he said, what do you want me to do to prove to you that I'm going to do what I said I'd do? And Ahaz said to the Lord, well, Lord, I'm not going to tempt you by asking for a sign or something. If you look at verse 7 and 11, he said, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask either in the depths or in the heights above. And Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise God. You see, God gave Ahaz a sign, so that when things and trouble came, Ahaz wouldn't be afraid. He said, this will be the sign, Ahaz, that what I've said that I'm going to do it. See, God always gives signs. He always gives you something that can help you believe that he'll do what he said he would do. Amen. He even gave Noah a sign. He told Noah, even though it had rained 40 days and 40 nights, he said to Noah, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be a sign of my covenant. I'm going to put the rainbow in the sky. And so when you see the rainbow, Noah, you would always know that I'm going to do what I said to do, because I've given you a sign. I've given you something that you can see. I've given you something that you can put within your mind, so when it rains again, you don't have to be in fear about it anymore. You don't have to be in doubt about it anymore. But I'm giving you something so you can see, so that you will know that I'm going to keep my covenant, amen. And you see, this is why the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, because, you know, they wanted to know, did Jesus really resurrect? But the Holy Spirit came back as a witness that Jesus had been resurrected, and that the God had received him, and he sat on the right hand of the Father. The Holy Ghost came back as a witness, amen. And you see, the day that you received the Holy Spirit, that was your sign that God was going to do what he said he would do. So now you can be in full assurance of faith without doubt and unbelief. Now you got something to hold on to. When everything else fails, you can reach down within you where the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. You can reach down in your spirit there, and something will come up out of you. And then just from that move of the Spirit on the inside of you, then you will know. You should know without a shadow of doubt that God will do what he said he was going to do. He will fulfill his promises. Hallelujah. You see, you got something on the inside of you that you're carrying. And so he said, we shouldn't be in doubt. And if you haven't received Jesus, you see, he said, if you repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and then you shall receive the Holy Ghost. You see, he gives you the Holy Ghost as a sign that he's going to do what he said. And so there should be no unbelief. There should be no doubt about what he's going to do, is because the Holy Spirit is a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee, so you don't have to doubt about it. It's a guarantee that God is going to do what he said he would do, and because I believe he's going to do it, it's because the sign that I received within myself, and I know he's going to do it now, and now I got confidence in God, is because God is a God that cannot lie, and because he can't lie, then I can have confidence in God now because of the Spirit of God that is in me, believing that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And so I shouldn't be worried about my situation that I'm in. Because even like Abraham was in a situation that he couldn't fix himself. He was in a situation that he couldn't do nothing about his old age because he was old. He couldn't fix that himself, you see. And this is the time that God likes to work. He likes to work when you get to a place where you realize that you are too weak, because you don't have the power, you don't have the ability to do it. And maybe you got in the corner right now. You got a problem that you can't handle right now. You got something going on in your life that you can't handle now. But the witness is already on the inside of you, said that I know you can't do it, but God can. Hallelujah. He did something in Sarah's life. Even Sarah was in a situation that she wasn't supposed to, and she wasn't no more, and all those things going on in her body, because she's an old woman now, and she didn't think she could, and she knows she didn't have the power. She knows she didn't have the ability, and her circumstance that she was in, she knew that she couldn't change that circumstance on her own. I wonder, have you gotten to a place in your life right now that you're in a situation that you would like to, but you don't have the power
power to. You would like to change things, but you know you don't have the ability to. You would like to go over there, but you know you can't get over there because you don't have the ability to do it. If you've gotten to a place in your life and you need a change being brought in, you see, just like God did for Abraham and just like God did for Sarah, but because it was Abraham's faith that he believed that God would do it, and God said, if you get to a place you can believe that, I will do it for you if only you would believe. I can do you just like I did for Abraham. I can do just like you did for Sarah. And if you're in doubt or unbelief, I can give you a sign just like I did for Noah. Hallelujah. I can give you a sign. I put something that you can see. I put something that'll let you know that I am. Amen. I just like I did Ahaz there, I give you my word and tell you this is what's going to happen. And when you see that thing happen, then you know. You see, you see, we Christians, we shouldn't be in doubt about anything now. I don't know why we're always going about doubting this and doubting that, but we shouldn't be in a place to doubt now because we have a witness within ourselves, and the witness that is within ourselves is the Holy Spirit of God that is a witness on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is what God wants to do for us now. God wants to fill us with his Spirit to give you a witness that he have chosen you. You see, even Jesus himself, after John baptized him, the Bible said they saw a dove descend from heaven upon him. And someone explained to the other night that a dove tail held five feathers on its tail, and the five tail represents the ministry, amen, the prophet, apostle and prophet, the teacher, the evangelist. You see, the dove had that on there. And then on his wingspan, he had nine feathers on each side. That's so. And the nine feathers represents the nine gifts of the Spirit. All that. You see, that was the same dove that went out of Noah's ark that never returned again. But on the day that Jesus was baptized, that same dove that left Noah's ark landed upon Jesus. And John said, from whom we see the Holy Spirit come upon, that would be him. I want to know that if you've been filled with the Spirit, I want you to know you him that they gave me. Because the Spirit has fallen upon you. That dove has come upon you today. That Spirit has come upon you today to bear witness that you the one. You the one that God favors, amen. You the one that God's sin has forgiven their sin. You're the one that is going to accomplish double or greater things. That's what Jesus has done. You're the one, amen. And God said, you're the one that I'm going to take to the promised land, amen. You're the one that if you die, if the devil kill you, I'm still going to raise you up because you can't lose here because, you see, I want you to have victory in life. And then even when you die on the third day, you're going to get back up again. I want you to know you are a winner. You're a winner in life and you're a winner in death because the Spirit is upon you. You shouldn't have no doubt about you being the winner and that you having the victory that Jesus has given you. And that's why we walk in victory today. But the only reason it won't happen is that you doubt. Amen. You see, doubt keeps us from accomplishing the promise. But faith takes you there, amen. Amen. Faith takes you through the door because Jesus said, I'm the door that stands between you and the heavenly gate. But faith will take you through that door. Faith in Jesus will get you through that door. So if you come to God now, he said, you don't have to have no doubt that you won't get there because now I've put something in you that opens up the door to let you in. And so therefore the door won't be closed on you because if you knock, the door will be open. And even if you haven't seen it right away. If you seek it, you'll find, amen. And if you ask, it'll be given to you. And because I've given you my spirit now, if you ask, seek, and knock, whatever it is that you're doing now, I'll open to you, I'll show it to you, I'll let you in, and whatever it is that you have need from me, my spirit is upon you as a witness to give you assurance. Hallelujah. And so tonight, if you're unsaved, if you're lost, or wherever, you haven't accepted Jesus, if you turned your back on him, you went the other way, tonight will be the night for change. I'm trying to tell you, God wants to change your life tonight. God wants to turn your life around, amen. I tell you, I've been getting more victory here the last few weeks. I tell you, God just been opening up things. He's been changing things, amen. I've been seeing fruits of my labor, amen. And then you see, that's a sign right there. Whenever you've been doing something and you can see some fruits of your labor, you see, that's a sign to you that God letting you know, keep on going, because now I'm showing you some fruits of your labor, amen. Because, you know, everybody ought to be bearing some kind of fruit, amen, amen. And your fruit will let you know who you are. If you're bearing some fruit, that means that the Holy Spirit is working on you. The Holy Spirit is doing something for you. If that's you tonight, that you're not bearing any fruit, and you just dead, drowning, going out, backslidden, on drugs, hooked on something, God said, I'll get you out of that. But you got to be in full assurance according to the word of God. Amen. You see, that's why Paul said in Hebrew, let us draw close in full assurance of the hope. And because the spirit that is in you gives you full assurance of hope. And because you have that hope, then God said that I came, amen, so that you can have an expected end. And so this hope will give you an expected end. You see, in order to have something in the future, you got to do something now. You see, people don't have anything. If they don't do anything now, they don't have nothing in the future. You see, there's always preparation. Somebody asked me today, well, man, what about dying, man? Are you scared to die? I said, no, I'm not afraid to die anymore. And he said, why? I said, because I got a good lawyer. Hallelujah. And what I mean, I got a good lawyer. You see, Jesus is my lawyer now. I already know I'm guilty before God, but it's Jesus that present my cause, and he has never lost a case. And because he has never lost a case, you see, my faith is in the lawyer, Christ Jesus, that plead my cause before the judge, and so that the judge will decree and declare me not guilty. And if you know you're guilty of sin, then you better get a good lawyer that can bond you out, that can bail you out, amen, that can set you free. And I'm trying to tell you tonight, Jesus will bail you out, bond you out, and set you free, and cause you to be found not guilty before a judge of the earth if you would just believe. And so tonight, my people, I'm just asking you tonight that you would pray with me. Father God, I believe that you are God and there's none else beside you. I believe that you are God and Jesus Christ is your son, and that he had laid his life down for me and paid the price for my sin. So Father God, I ask you now to come into my heart, Lord, and cleanse me and live within me, Lord, and give me the assurance of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that I can be sure that I'm going to make it on the other side. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. May God bless y'all. Don't forget, we're at Care Church Incorporated, 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. If you're in the area, please come out and sit with us and worship with us, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Bishop.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, tonight for the man of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the message that you put in his heart tonight to deliver to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Being fully persuaded by the word of God. Hallelujah. And we thank you tonight, and we ask, Lord, that you fill him back up the virtue which he has poured out onto us and continue filling him up with that wisdom, that knowledge, and that word to pour out onto your people. And, Lord, we want to let you know that we thank you, we magnify you, and we praise your name on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise the Lord. It was a beautiful message on tonight, and we truly thank God for his word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's anybody on the line tonight who has a comment on the word of God, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, the lines are open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, I'm going to praise God myself.
Amen. Praise God. Well,
amen.
We just thank God, hallelujah, for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being fully persuaded by the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Because we have to be fully persuaded. Hallelujah. As the man of God said, we can't be halfway. Sometimes we believe God, and sometimes we don't believe God. Hallelujah. We think he can do this, but we don't think he can do that. Praise God. When God said clearly in his word that through man it's impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. But with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he told us not to lean to our own understanding. Our own understanding is man's understanding. Praise God. Our ways ain't God's ways. We'll never be able to understand God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that message on tonight. Praise God. I like the way the man of God brought out, hallelujah, how old Abraham was.
Father God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Amen. I believe, Pastor, you were trying to say something. Praise God. Sorry about that.
I was just saying, brother, let's thank God for that. You know, that more and more I'm being persuaded. Thank God. You know, he's kept me, and I'm still alive. I'm still in the land of the living. And so I just want to give God praise for that. Amen. That I still can say God has never failed me. He's always been there, and he's never let me down. And so I just give thanks to God tonight. Amen. I know that's back sometimes, but thank God anyway, amen, that there's something, amen. The word of God never gets old, and it's still true no matter what we think about it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can y'all hear me? You hear me? You can? Okay. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Praise God for Pastor Page on tonight. Hallelujah. Like I said, there was a message from, hallelujah, August the 7th, amen, 2018, praise God, hallelujah. And like the man of God just said, the word of God is timeless. Glory to God, hallelujah. The word of God is like good music. You can always throw it on, hallelujah, amen. We thank God, amen, for that word on tonight, being fully, hallelujah, persuaded. Praise God, amen. I thank God for that word, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. I thank God for each and every one of you on tonight that have called in and tuned in. Every one of you on TikTok on tonight out there. Praise God. We truly hope you are blessed with the word on tonight. Amen. We truly hope you are fully persuaded, hallelujah, that God, amen, can do whatever you need God to do in your life. Glory to God. You got to believe God for it. If you believe him for it, it will manifest. It will come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're believing for it, hallelujah. Like the man of God said, you got to know. Hallelujah. You got to know. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight for the word of God. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night will be our open panel discussion. Hallelujah. Amen. We're still discussing the holidays, and we're going to throw in a couple more topics. Praise God. Hallelujah. The origin of the holidays. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to throw in a couple more things on tomorrow night. So we invite everybody to call in and tune in on tomorrow night and be blessed. Hallelujah, amen, with the word from the Lord on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, hallelujah, for your word. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are fully persuaded, hallelujah, that you can do all things. Hallelujah, Lord, that through man it may be impossible, but with you all things are possible. We are fully persuaded, hallelujah, on tonight, and we thank you, hallelujah, for the man of God. Hallelujah, continue to keep him. Hallelujah, praise God in both mind, body, and soul. And we praise you, we magnify you, and Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a great night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Glory to God. Something's got to break. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I am convinced. Something's got to break. Hallelujah.